JTV. This is Tanya. How can I help you?
Hey, Tanya. It's Marlon Castillo here. Give me a call back.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Yes. And I'm in the office, and I have to go into the house and get my – I need to – yes, we're going to do this. What kind of information do you need from me?
Mainly I need – well, obviously we're going to take the payment down, but I want to make sure that all information that I have here is all correct. And then I shoot that information down to my technician, which will be talking to you guys tomorrow for the technical stuff, like the details on what keywords, et cetera. But, like, for example, I mean, what address do you want us to get you verified at?
130 Oak Park Road.
Okay.
And that's from Adkins, A-D-K-I-N-S.
All right.
78101.
All right. Any unit number, lot number, space number, anything like that I should know about?
No. No.
Okay. That's very good. And we will go ahead and hide that address for you guys. Okay. Now,
yes,
the company
please,
name. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, because that is not a storefront, so we don't want that visible. Thank you.
And I always assume that because 90% of the companies we deal with, they're going to their clients. So it's only – it's very rare, usually like a salons or you know, like a store.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Usually we just hide it automatically, but I always like to ask anyway. So, okay. So let me see here. Company name, J as in John.
John.
T as
Tanya. Yes.
And B as in boy. And then La Land Improvements, LLC. And that's how you want the company name to show. The website, we got it here. Phone number. What number do you want displaying as primary number for clients to call you at?
This one you just called, is it, what is it, 695, is that right?
965-1831, area code 210.
That one, yes, that one, yes.
Very good. And is there a secondary number that we can call just for us to contact you in case it's important in regards to the account or this one?
Let me give you a second, but I certainly don't want this one displayed because it's my personal number.
No, absolutely not. It's just for us to call you in case it's important.
Okay. It is 210-995-7021.
Okay. So we'll leave that one as secondary, and that is your phone number here, so I'll make sure I notate that. And the email where you want your invoice, it will be the same one, JTB Landscaping. I'm sorry, not Landscaping, Land Improvements at Yahoo.com. And
correct.
The name on the card that we'll be using today, what name does it read on the card? And if it has any middle initials, all that, please.
JTB Land Improvements.
And I'm sure it has a name also?
Well, yeah, it would have mine, Tanya Gordon. I mean, oh, shit, did I say that? I'm sorry, Tanya West. Okay, hello, no, Tanya West. I said an old name, and I'm like, where the hell did that come from?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but when is your name for 30 years? You're kind of, oh, that's right. It's not that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
30 years ago.
Tanya West.
Flashback, huh?
Tanya West. Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me see. Tanya West. Okay, so definitely not Tanya Gordon. All right, let me see.
No.
You took that one personal to yourself, huh?
I did. I'm like, what the hell was I thinking? Okay.
That's 30 years ago, too. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see. And does it have a middle initial or no middle initial?
I put a D on there.
Okay, D as in David.
Yes.
Okay, and the same billing address for the card that we'll be using as well?
Yes.
Okay, and the name you already said. Okay, now we're going to do $398,299 every month after, or did you want to do the Google ads? You want to stay with the Facebook ads, right?
Yes, the less expensive one for now.
And how about this?
We might increase
the call.
Right.
Yeah, and I can give a call back. I was going to say, like, in a month, I should like to stay in touch with my clients, or you can, and I would like for you guys to stay in touch with me as well. Don't get lost on me. Let me know how things are going. I want to make sure my company's treating you well. I'm sure they will, but I like to, I mean, the clients that I sign up, I like to make sure they're getting taken care of all along the way, that nobody dropped the ball. So you guys are happy, okay? So call me at any time, or I will call you as well in about a month. And let me make sure I have the whole thing here. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and process that one right there. And as far as the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
Yeah, it's the one, the names I just gave you on the card. It's MasterCard.
Okay, and the MasterCard should start with a 5 whenever you are ready there, Ms. Tanya.
5190.
Mm-hmm.
9500.
Mm-hmm.
0168.
Mm-hmm.
0789. Correct.
Okay, and the expiration?
8/25.
Okay, and the 3 in the back, please.
641.
641. Okay, so I'm going to go and read you the verification. So welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification Recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to align the service agreement, and it's also another form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
JTB Land Improvements.
Thank you. Please state your name and your title within the company.
Tanya West, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of JTB Land Improvements LLC?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. To get results as fast as possible, Tanya, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So please be responsive to our phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a reasonable period of time. So that way we're on the same page. And to hire Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, please disclose an additional online marketing efforts during your term of agreement. Initial term and account setup will be charged today in the amount of $398 for the Platinum Local Package. I'm sorry, for the Platinum Package, which also includes the Facebook ads. When the account reduces to end, it'll automatically renew each month in the lowered amount of $299. If you wish to discontinue your agreement, Tanya, just give us a call 3 days before your next billing is due at 877-635-6225 in extension number 1. Okay, same extension, same phone number for the whole company. The only difference would be the extension that you're looking for, who they gave you to contact, or if you have a technician, or if it's me, it's 622. It's been the same extension for 10 years. Okay, now let's get your receipt. Let's get your receipt signed over here to make sure that a proper amount was taken. There's a text that you guys got right there, which says, Tanya D, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We send a copy of your invoice to your email. It's a text. And it says, please click here, mylocalsplash.com, terms, and then phone number, the 965 number. And then once you click on that, it's going to take you to another page where at the top is going to say Local Splash, and it's going to say terms of experience.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. And then scroll all the way down to the bottom on that, and you'll see a little box that's orange, I believe. To sign here or whatnot. Go ahead and put your name, type it in, Tanya D. West. And right before, well, after you're done typing it in, before you confirm the signature, don't forget to click on the little box at the top that says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of this credit card.
Okay. Yeah.
Then it's going to ask you to put in a username and password.
Okay.
Okay, and you're going to get that username and password at your client interview. And speaking of the client interview, it's a 10-15-minute phone interview. Don't need to be in front of your computer. It's to get to all the details going. I can get you guys an appointment for tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon, depending on which is best for you guys.
Tomorrow is Thursday, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I can do tomorrow afternoon, in the morning.
In the morning?
Yes.
Okay, so we're 2-hour difference. So the first available appointment that I have is 8 Pacific, so that would be 10 o'clock your time. So between 10 and 11, would that be okay?
That works.
Okay, very good. So let me see here. And you will be the one doing the client interview, right? We contact you? Okay,
yeah,
should we call this number?
Yes.
Or the other number?
No, this number, the business number is fine.
Okay, so we'll call you at this number here then for the client interview tomorrow. And let me see here. And I'm going to send you a reminder to the email as well of the client interview to your Google Calendar. I don't know if you guys use it.
I do. Well, sort of. Kind of halfway. Kind of halfway. I need to get better at that, yeah.
I know, I kind of got forced to use it too myself one day when it was as a reminder of some company sent me, and then I kind of was like, man, you know, this is actually pretty convenient. I thought it was more complicated than it was, but yeah, it's pretty easy. And it gives you a reminder too, so it kind of reminds you of birthdays and all that stuff that you might forget.
I have a tendency to do that. Okay, now real quick, Marlon, tell me this. All right, it took me to the username and password page. I don't do that until tomorrow, right?
Yeah, correct. So go ahead and just close that out right there, and that's how you'll be able to enter your advanced reporting system, which is your tracking system. Right now, you will see nothing but zeros because there's no progress yet. But once it's all active, you'll be able to see a bunch of cool stuff right there, okay? The last thing you want to do here, Tanya, and I'm trying to get this process quick for you. I know you guys are busy, and I don't want to take too much of your time. And sorry for taking up so much of your time. Okay, what would you say are three top keywords that you definitely want to show out for?
You know what? Hold on. That one, I do want to run by him because I have them in my brain, but I want to make sure they translate
over. And you can make, and tomorrow's when you get into the details. So I just want to kind of give some homework to my technician of like what keywords they, you know what I mean? So they can start, do their homework on it, you know?
All right. So let's do clearing, land clearing.
Okay.
Let's do we can change this tomorrow. So land clearing, site prep, and let's put farm ponds. Farm ponds. So we have land clearing, building sites, and farm ponds. People used to call them tanks.
Oh, is that right?
Tanks. Yeah, they call them tanks.
Yeah, I'm going to put here, but we'll discuss in detail tomorrow at CI. Okay. So it's not, they don't just go by, I mean, they're not going to just go by those three keywords and that's it. You know what I mean? They're going to ask you guys, and I just like to give them a homework before they call you, you know what I mean? Versus just like a blank call.
That's good.
Exactly. So, and then before they call you, if I'm available, they'll have me call you guys before so that I can get the smooth traffic going. And if not, they'll call you directly if I happen to be on the phone or whatnot. Okay. Aside from that, let me see here. And I assume that you guys have a business Facebook page or no?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Do you happen to have the link, the URL to it, or you want to just provide it tomorrow?
It's the jtblandimprovements.com.
I think I feel it's going to be like a little too much work to do, but I mean, would you be able to like copy and paste that link and text it to me right now, or you want to just handle that tomorrow?
Yeah, can we do that tomorrow? That would be helpful. I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, because then you would have to like go to a different window and tab and all that. Yeah, so. For the client interview, we got the time solidified here. Website, you don't need one. You have your own that you want to do, that you're working on yourself. And let me see here. And the hours of operation, what are you guys, Monday through Friday?
Well, I wouldn't want calls. I really only want calls like 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. But that doesn't mean we only work those times. So I don't know how that needs to be. But I don't want to be answering calls all freaking weekend.
Okay.
But I might do a Saturday morning. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. All right, perfect. Okay, so the rest of the notes here, Tanya, I'm going to go ahead and take care of myself. Oh, almost forgot there. What radius do you guys want to target, like ballpark, like radius-wise? We'll get into detail on the zip codes and all that, but radius-wise, like would you say it's like 30 miles, 40, 50?
Yeah, let's start with 30.
Okay, 30 miles.
We may make adjustments on that.
Okay, specific zip codes. Okay, and let me see what else. Okay, the rest of it, I'll take care of myself, and I'm going to go ahead and send this over to my technician there that's going to be calling you tomorrow. It's either going to be a gentleman or a lady that'll call you, and like I said, I'll probably call you guys before to transfer the call over. Aside from that, I appreciate you guys giving us a shot, Tanya. Please stay in touch. I will call you back in about a month or so, but you guys can call me back. Also, if you guys have any acquaintances or whatnot or friends that have a business that are not in the same industry as you guys. Let's say you guys know a plumber or whatever, right?
Right.
Has a company, and they see that you guys are doing great. If you send them my way, you either call me or text me or email me. Let me know, hey, Martin, it's Tanya. I got this guy, Bob, who's going to call you from ABC Plumbers or whatever. See if you can help them out. If they sign up with me, I'll go ahead and hook you guys up with a free month of service for each and every client that you send my way. Okay.
Okay.
So save my phone number, please. And aside from that, if you get any phone calls from any company saying that they're Googled, that you have to pay more money or anything that sounds weird or fishy, please write down the phone number if you can. Let us know so we can report these phone numbers to Google headquarters and these type of calls will stop to protect you guys. Okay.
Okay.
Other than that, do you have any other questions for me, Tanya, or you good?
Now, all right, I can't get back to my text right now. Did you send me a text confirming tomorrow morning's time or not?
Yes, you're going to have a Google Calendar a reminder, and also just kind of try to remember it's going to be at between 9 and 10 o'clock, 9 and 10 o'clock in the morning. I can also text
you. Well, hold on a second. Was it 9 and 10 or 10 and 11?
It's going to be between, because I put you in at, let me see here, what time did I put you here?
Because I have another meeting that I wrap up by 9:30, so it can't be before 9:30.
Okay, so I put you in between 9 and 10 o'clock, and if for whatever reason you're not available at that time, just let my technician know, and we'll reschedule it for like a later time. But I would suggest to get it over with as soon, you know what I mean, as soon as you...
Oh, yeah, no, we need it done. Okay.
Yeah, so that way we can get the ball rolling, you know what I mean? And I do that out of respect because you guys already paid, so let's get your money to work, you know? I'm going to send you a text now. It's going to say client interview between 9 and 10 a.m. So I'm going to send you that text. I'm going to send it to both phone numbers also, so that way you have it there.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions that you have for me, Tanya?
I think that's it. I appreciate your time today.
Hey, you too, Tanya. It was a pleasure to meet you, okay? And please stay in touch. Let me know how things are going. And I will be calling in about a month to see how everything is going, and maybe we can talk about other features as well to add it on. But let's start with this one, though. Okay?
All right, start with this one. All right, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Marlon.
Hey, you too. I wish you guys nothing but success, Tanya. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tanya. Bye.